living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Let's discuss lesser known solutions for menopausal symptoms. The reason I'm doing this show is my sister. She told me to do it, so I'm doing it. She's been in perimenopause for quite some time, you know, maybe a couple of years. And she, you know, I've had the discussion of hormones with her. She even had some of her hormones tested. I do believe she's estrogen dominant. I think she could use both estrogen and progesterone, and that would help with some of the symptoms that she's going through. Most of the time she feels fatigued, maybe a little irritable. Hope she doesn't get mad when I say that, but hot flashes for sure. And she apparently pretty intense hot flashes. I got to tell you, I don't think us guys, we understand hot flashes at all. I mean, we go through a similar thing called andropause, and we just lose testosterone. We get some hormonal imbalances, you know, I just don't think we have any clue what women actually go through. So, and my sister's tough, let me tell you. And if she says that she is experiencing some intense hot flashes, I can only imagine. So, but she she doesn't want to do hormones. You know, she, at least not yet, and that's okay. Fine. I do think that's the best bet here. If you are like my sister and you're suffering some menopausal symptoms, and you know, listen, the best way to handle this is to identify hormonal imbalances and correct them. And it's usually a mixture of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and you know, it works. Of course, not only bioidentical. Even the FDA on their own website says that bioidentical hormones have never been shown to be unsafe. It's the synthetic non-bioidentical ones that cause all the problems, and that has scared people like my sister. And I'm having a hard time re-educating her towards the use of safe hormones. So, but that is the best option. But okay, so she does want to do that. So I want to talk then about a couple of nutrients that you may not be familiar with. Because in this conversation with my sister, she had mentioned that she's tried some natural estrogen type products, black cohosh, dong quai, soy. I mean, she's tried some of these classic phytoestrogens, and you know, she's not really all that happy with them. But there are some other ones out there that I'd like to talk about today, and we're going to talk about hops. Yeah, hops, the same thing that we use in beer, and lignans. Now, I've talked about hops and lignans before, I think maybe answering a listener question once, but I wanted to go a little bit more into the research with these. So let's talk about hops first. You know, hops secrete they secrete lots of different compounds called phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens are plant-based estrogens. In particular, there's one called 8-PN. It's this long chemical name. We don't need to worry about it. It's written up in the research as 8, the number 8, dash, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, 8-PN. 8-PN is one of the most potent phytoestrogens on record. The first study with using 8-PN happened in rats. This was published in the Journal of Endocrinology in 2006. Studies in rats whose ovaries had been removed, and that produces hot flashes, just like in women. These rats were given either estrogen or 8-PN from hops, and both the estrogen and the hops were able to reverse these symptoms, measured as an increased temperature of the tail skin. That's not that important for us. Now, my sister, of course, is going to say that, well, whatever, that's a rat study. I'm not a rat. Well, we're pretty close to rats, genetically speaking. So, well, here was the human study using hops, specifically 8-PN. This comes from the European Menopause and Andropause Society. In a human study, women undergoing menopause took a hop extract standardized to 100 or 250 micrograms a day of 8-PN or a placebo for 12 weeks. Even the lower dose, 100 micrograms of 8-PN, was significantly superior to placebo at reducing symptoms of menopause after only 6 weeks. Didn't even take the full 12 weeks. And this was true especially for the hot flash score on a standardized menopause scoring scale. In this study, they used what was called the Kupperman Index. It's a questionnaire that women will fill out, ranking their symptoms. I think on this index, they have 11 common menopausal symptoms, and you kind of rank how severe it is, one being not so bad, five being bad. So it's always good when you look at menopausal studies, you want to make sure they're using this index or a version of this Kupperman Index, and they did that. And so that's always good to see. So yeah, even the low dose, 100 micrograms a day of 8PN, for only 6 weeks, improved specifically the hot flashes on the Kupperman Index. There was a similar study published in Phytomedicine in 2010 using that lower dose, the 100 micrograms a day of 8PN from hops, and it demonstrated significant reductions after 8 weeks of therapy on the same scores as well as patient-reported visual scale of menopausal symptoms. So again, what we're seeing here is 8PN from hops, this powerful, really, according to some research, the most powerful phytoestrogen, really helping a lot of women with menopausal symptoms, specifically the hot flashes. So you want to look for a hops extract that's somewhere between 100 micrograms to 250 micrograms of the 8PN. You want to make sure it's standardized to that dose, 100 micrograms or up to 250 micrograms a day of 8PN. So you don't want to just, when you look on the back label, you don't want to just do something that says hops extract. You want to make sure it's standardized to the 8PN. The next one would be the lignans. Plant lignans are a type of fiber. When you ingest them, they turn into what are called the human lignans. In particular, most of the research is done with Norway spruce lignans. When you ingest the Norway spruce lignans, it's a tree, right? When you ingest these compounds, it turns into the human lignin called enterolactone, which is another phytoestrogen. Not quite as strong as the hops. In one important study published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition 2013, menopausal women supplemented with either 36 or 72 milligrams of these lignans per day for 8 weeks. The supplement was easily absorbed. They showed that the lignin levels increased in the blood by 191% in the lower dose group, that would be the 36 milligrams, and upwards of 1,000% increase in the lignans in the blood in the higher dose group. The higher dose group also produced a 50% reduction in the mean number of weekly hot flashes from 28 to 14. So that's pretty cool. So that's the lignans from Norway spruce. Interesting, these both hops and lignans. So there you go. These are lesser known nutrients that can be used for menopausal symptoms, specifically hot flashes. So we have hops with 8PN, 100 micrograms to 250 micrograms a day. And then you have the lignans, the Norway spruce lignans, at least, somewhere between 36 and 72 milligrams a day. Was able to improve at least the hot flashes in with the lignans by 50%. Interesting, these phytoestrogens also probably have some implication in breast cancer use. Phytoestrogens can bind to the estrogen receptors, but they're not quite as strong as normal estrogen, and they can block the receptors and decrease breast cancer growth. And there's some research right now looking into hops and lignans as an adjunct therapy for breast cancer. So pretty good news there. So if you don't want to do hormones like my sister, check out hops and lignans if those traditional black cohoshes aren't working for you. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.